could lift you up. I could show you what you wanna see and take you where you wanna be. Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives Live here with Ashley Burgess. How are you doing? Wow, we're having a great conversation tonight. We're talking about New Year's resolutions, how to keep yours until 2015, and that's the next year, not this year, okay? 2015, I'm not writing my check wrong all year long. I'm talking about the next year. So how to keep the resolution all the way into the next year. So we've already talked. Dano's doing his health, wellness, eating well, not eating fast food. He and his wife have implemented it. They're working together. Sounds very promising. I think they're going to do this for sure.
Really quickly, Ashley, by the way, Subway does not count as fast food. You can eat as much Subway as you want, as long as you don't put like gobs of the, you know, full fat ranch on it.
That's for another show. I don't totally agree with that. Don't totally agree. We have not completely approved this message, okay? We got to go back.
Yeah, the opinions expressed on the show.
It's like this has been proven, like this has been paid for by so-and-so. Yeah, no. But no, I do agree there's some things that probably would be okay, but we'll get back to that in another show. And Bill was talking about his career, and he wants to make a big change in his career, and I think that's great. And he's really thought through a lot of this stuff, you know, and a lot of times we all, you know, our minds, we have a tendency of trying to get in our own way, right? But I think that when you actually realize you're getting in your own way, it changes everything. Because you can actually recognize, okay, wait, what am I trying to do? Am I trying to, like, literally trip myself? I'm trying to trip myself, okay? So, okay, let's talk about my resolution tonight. Ashley Burgess's New Year's resolution for 2014. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, I figured it out. I always meet some really, really great people. And, you know, I meet people really easily, and I really
that's
like
an understatement.
My only drawback is that I usually don't have the time, or I don't make all the time to follow through and to follow up with these people. And let's put it this way, okay? Visualize this, picture this. You know, 2013. Ashley has stacks of business cards, like stacks of cards with rubber bands wrapped around them. And I would try to go through them and like send out an email to one or two people or three people. And I finally get to like the five or six and I'm like, oh, okay, I got to do the rest of this tomorrow. And so I do a little bit and then I finally let it go. And then finally I went to Office Max or Office Depot or one of those places. And I got those cases where you put the like the cards in there and it's got like the cute, like, it's kind of like the leather book where you can see all the cards and it's like clear see-through little like epoxy stuff, whatever. And you can see all the cards, you kind of flip through the pages, you know? So I got those, so I upgraded my card collection. I made it look really good. I mean, it's like professional looking. I mean, I could have baseball cards in that. People's baseball cards, but no, they're business cards. And I haven't been able to follow through with catching up with these people. And a lot of these people I met are really neat people, and we could probably work together. There could be some really neat stuff going on, but and I haven't gotten around to it. I'm so overwhelmed by it. And so it's like I got this card collection that could master anybody's card collection. I mean, I would say at least 5,000 to 10,000 business cards in the last year.
And that, I know those of you who are listening are kind of going like, but knowing you, Ashley, that does not surprise me one bit, because you are the exact opposite of me. This is where I wish I was more like you. You have no problem going up to a complete stranger in like a room full of like, it could be like 1,000 people in that room. You have no problem going around to each and every single person, and just like you're their best friend for life. And me, I'm the one that's off in the corner going, you know, gee, I hope nobody notices me.
Well, I'll take you next time, and we're going to have fun. I'm going to take you, I'll introduce you all around to people I haven't ever met yet, but we will have a good time. And you'll be everybody's best friend. It'll be good. But I got to follow through. I got to follow through with emailing people and calling back. And that's one thing I've really slacked off on. And to be honest with you, I was looking through the cards, like my really cool card decks on the first, and I was like, this is a problem. This has really become a problem because there's some really cool people I could have connected with. So that is my resolution, is when I meet people, to take the time, no matter how little time I have, to follow through and connect with them, because there's a reason why I met them, right? And there's a reason why they met me. So, okay, the first thing, okay, I'm going to do a dialogue. a monologue, actually. And y'all gotta, you know, chime in here. I'm gonna do a monologue on myself here. Okay, so first off, Ashley, are you, is this just one resolution? Yeah, actually, I just have the one resolution, so that's cool. Okay, two. So, do you believe in yourself? Yeah, I definitely believe in myself. I believe that this is obviously an option because I already see it happening right now. And I've already imagined it, actually. Before you even asked me, Ashley, I've already imagined it that I'm actually following through with
it. Ashley, have you already imagined it?
I have imagined it. And it is reality, which is cool. Okay, fourth, do you believe that you're going to stick with it? Yeah, I do believe, Ashley, that I'm going to really stick with it because I think it's something that's good for me. And I know that it's a good thing to do because otherwise, why am I meeting people? Why am I going out of my way? Why don't I just tell people I don't want to talk? I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to meet you. I don't have time for you. That's not the way I feel, so I need to follow through with actually making it happen. I mean, I run into people all the time and they're like, oh, I remember you from da-da-da-da-da or whatever. And I think, man, I should have just email that person or call them up on the phone. And I think a lot of times what gets in my way, okay, is this stuff we got going on in this world. Oh, well, should I call them? Maybe they only want to be emailed. Or maybe I should only text. And it's like, you know what? I'm just going to do whatever form of communication I can do. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I'll tell you one thing. Not doing any communication is probably not working. Right? I mean, at least the chances, okay, they don't call you back. They don't call you back. You know, big deal. It's their loss, right? However, I haven't even figured out the smoke signal thing. So if I'm not returning or if I'm not emailing, nothing. Nothing. They probably aren't listening to their own consciousness deep enough to realize that I'm actually thinking about them. However, if you are and you're listening to this show, you know that I actually am trying to make amends on this and I appreciate you sticking with me. You know, okay, so Ashley, have you done your homework? Yes, I've done my homework. Actually, I feel like I've done my homework. What do you think? I think I've done my homework, Bill. You think I've done my homework?
I think that you've done your homework, and you've had it checked twice, and you've had it proofread, and I think you are ready to go.
Yeah, I think I'm surrounding myself with like-minded people because I'm surrounding myself with y'all, and I'm surrounding myself with listeners that are trying to make big changes in their life, and that's what's all important because if you're making changes in your life, I've already done all the smoking and this and that, and I've already made those changes. This is a change I need to make because this is something that's important to me. And I think that no matter if it's eating better or if it's changing your life and your career and whatever it might be, these are important because if it matters to you, it matters to you. And that's awesome. Have I been surrounding myself with like-minded people? Sure. I mean, I believe that obviously being in right now where I am with people that are trying to change their life for the better and really doing it and believing in it, I'm definitely already done that. And I'm not going to try to sabotage myself because I realize that I'm already sabotaging myself. I've already done it. The sabotage is already being done because I have a collection of cards.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't like, you know, 1960s or 1950s or 1940s, like Dodgers or, you know, these aren't like collectibles. These are actual people's communication cards, and I need to follow through with actually making the point to take the next step. Because I know a lot of times we also feel like, oh, well, they didn't take the step. Why do I have to take the step? But, you know, that's life. Sometimes you have to take the extra. You have to do the extra. You have to go the extra mile. You have to do more than other people do, because if you really care about it, because otherwise nobody would probably communicate at all. I mean, who would communicate? Half of the people we know wouldn't even talk to each other because they'd be like, well, they didn't call me first, so I'm not calling them. I've had enough of this. I'm not falling into this pattern again. And that's just the way life is. And lastly, Ashley, have you caught yourself making any excuses? Sure. I don't have enough time. My time's already taken. I already got this going on. I mean, it's the same excuses. It's the same deal. Patterns are hard to break, especially brainwave patterns. When you make a pattern and you say, I can't do this over and over again, you automatically feel like you can't do it. But you have to train yourself to do it. Just like Dano, when y'all were like, both of you, let's go to McDonald's. And you both had to stop for a second, look at each other and go, oh, we can't do that.
Like, put on the brakes.
Yeah.
But it almost was second nature, though.
Yeah, it was. I mean, because it was just more convenient, you know, because might as well just go and get it and then come back.
Yeah.
Because it's already cooked. We don't have to do any cooking.
It's already done.
Yeah,
we've done this so many times before, too. This is consistent. We're following a consistent pattern that we've done a million times before,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like me looking at that card book going, wow, look at these nice shiny cards. Yeah, I don't have time. And I think that we're trying to get out of our comfort zone. And I read that today on one of the posts that was made to me, and thank you for making that post. You were getting out of your comfort zone to take on your New Year's resolution, and I applaud you for that. So, you know, we're talking, next week we're going to be talking about success. We're going to be talking about really implementing these into our daily life. But we're also going to be talking about 2014 and things that we're hoping to see, things we want, thoughts that we have, and, you know, really just, you know, our overall persona. And I think in general, our perspectives are what's important, because all we have in life, really, if you take it away, we all have our individual perspective. We have our individual thought. We have our individual think and feel of a situation. No two people can have the same perspective. So we're going to begin really talking about how perspective really colors your life, how it really changes the way you see things, and how it can make you see something completely different from the person standing right next to you, which means a lot, because we all have our own perspective. Hey, by the way, when you get a chance, go online to the new website. My new website. It's all blue and gold. It's so cool. AshleyBurgess.com. AshleyBurgess.com has got it all. I got great blogs. We got the radio show, which is easy to listen to. You can listen to it on your phone. It's real easy breezy. And we got a lot of cool stuff on there. You can hear all of our past shows, Dano, Billy, and I talking and having a good time and cutting it up, as well as anything that's relevant that you need to hear and the things that can help change your life. So, you know, next week we got a good show. We're going to be really introducing our whole concept of perspectives. We're going to be introducing the idea of how we see the world and how you see the world. And we want to hear from you as well. So you can always go online and send us a message, as well as you can always call in next week. And if we're right on target with you, we want to hear exactly what you have to say. So, from us here at Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, we can't wait to see you next week, and we'll be back in what? In three shakes.
I'm sure you've heard of songwriters who only write for singers. Have you heard of the backup quarterback that finally gets his day and ends up as a starter? Now, after 33 years of designing beautiful jewelry for the finest jewelry stores, master jeweler and international award-winning designer William S. Holman is making his services available to the public. Have you always wanted your own jewelry that only you could imagine? How about taking a seat in a comfortable setting with no high-pressure salesman, speaking one-on-one with a designer? That designer's Bill Holman. Be a part of the design from start to finish. Bill Holman's designs grace people from talk show host Dr. Phil to life coach and author Ashley Burgess. Eliminate the middleman and go for the designer. You too can have a beautiful masterpiece at unbelievably low costs. Bill Holman will guide you and help design you a signature piece to fit your unique personality. Visit him online at HolmanDesignGroup.com. That's Holman with one L. HolmanDesignGroup.com.